Hi everyone, welcome back. Now that we know about T accounts, let's take that knowledge and let's take it just a little bit further. Let's go ahead and jump right into it, and let's go to the first slide. And we need to start with some basic terminology, some basic definitions that are used in accounting. The first one is what's called a ledger. The ledger simply refers to all accounts of the company taken together. Think of the ledger as, say, maybe a big chalkboard, and we drew all of the different T accounts up on that chalkboard. That chalkboard would then be the company's ledger. All of the accounts of the company taken together. We also have what's called a journal. And a journal is the place where all transactions are initially recorded. So when transactions occur, they are first recorded in this journal. And the way in which we record transactions in the journal is using something called a journal entry. So that last definition is something we'll see a lot of, a journal entry, the means by which we record transactions in the journal. So we want to be pretty good at these journal entries. Go to the next slide with me, and let's take a look at an example of a journal entry. Example of a journal entry would be this. You see cash there, and sales revenue. And notice that the account cash is sort of pulled all the way to the left. And notice that the account sales revenue is kind of indented into the right. So in this journal entry, this example, you would say that the account cash is being what? It's being debited, right? It's pulled to the left. And you would say that the account sales revenue, well, it's indented to the right. So the account sales revenue is being credited. And you can see right there on the slide. Every entry is going to have this situation. Every entry is going to have these accounts that are pulled to the left. We call those the debits. Every entry is going to have those accounts that are indented to the right, those accounts that are being credited. Go to the next slide with me. And once again, I've put our example of our journal entry up there, the debit to cash and the credit to sales revenue. What else do you notice about the entry? Just look at it. Well, hopefully what you've noticed is that the debits equal the credits. We had $100,000 of debits and $100,000 of credits. And it wasn't just by fluke that this happened. This must happen in every entry. That's crucial. Every entry you write must make sure the total debits equal the total credits. That makes sure that the balance sheet will balance. The accounting equation will be in balance. A will still equal L plus E. If you make entries that have debits and credits not equaling, well, then the balance sheet will be out of balance. I have a question for you. Is it possible to have more than one debit or more than one credit in a journal entry? What do you think the right answer to that is? Go to the next slide with me. The answer is yes, of course. You can have 10,000 different accounts being debited and 100,000 different accounts being credited. That's completely fine, as long as the total dollar amount of the debits in the entry are equal to the total dollar amount of the credits. That's crucial because it just sort of feeds back to our fundamental accounting equation. That ensures that the balance sheet equation, assets equal liabilities plus equity, is always in balance. Now take a look at what's here on the slide. That's an example of an incorrect entry. An example where you have more than one account being debited, which is okay, but the problem is the total dollar amount of the debits is $190,000. Total dollar amount of the credits, $100,000. That won't cut it. That would cause the balance sheet to be out of balance. If you go to the next slide with me, and let's take a look at a correct entry, there you see it. You certainly have more than one account being debited or credited. That's fine. But the total dollar of your debits, in this case $100,000, must always equal the total dollar of your credits, in this case, $100,000. And Does anybody know, see if you can answer before I pop it up here on the slide, what type of accounting this is called, where debits and credits must always equal? You may have heard of this. It's referred to as double entry accounting. Double entry accounting says that, hey, look, every transaction is recorded by a journal entry where we have at least one debit and at least one credit. We can have more, but we have at least one of each, with the total dollar of the debits being equal to the total dollar amount of the credits. You know, as a real quick aside, double entry accounting was really developed back in the mid to late 1400s by an Italian monk named Luca Pacioli. And quite frankly, the double entry accounting that exists today is virtually the exact same as it was when it was developed by that Italian monk how many years ago. So that thing has existed for many, many years, and the basic premises hold. Debits must equal credits to ensure that assets equal liabilities plus equity. Let's go ahead to the next slide. And I want to talk for a couple of minutes about linking up the ledger and the journal. And the way in which we do that is through a process called posting. Posting is the process of taking those debit and credit amounts from the journal entries, from the journal, and simply transferring them into the T accounts, i.e. the ledger. So it's taking all of the different entries you make, all the debits and credits that you record, and then moving those amounts into the individual T accounts that comprise the ledger. It's the idea of posting. Question, why? Why in the world would we do this? Why would we transfer debit and credit amounts from the journal to the ledger? Why would we post? Go to the next slide with me. Okay, have you thought about it at all? Have you given any consideration? Why do we do this posting? Why do we transfer debit and credit amounts from the journal into the T accounts, which are the ledger? Well, the answer is, this allows us to figure out the ending balance in each of our accounts. Something that would be really difficult to do if you're just looking at a whole bunch of journal entries. Imagine your textbook. How many pages is that? About 800 pages? Imagine if that was the journal, and you had, say, 1,000 entries on each page. And I said to you, okay, there's your journal. What's the balance in cash? That'd be pretty difficult to figure out. But by doing this posting process, by moving the debits and credits from the journal into the individual T accounts that make up the ledger, we can pretty easily determine what the balance in cash is. Okay, let's go ahead to the next slide. And all I want to do is take a look at this slide one more time, kind of give you the hint that, boy, this is important. These kind of are the rules that we need to be able to apply in doing our recording of transactions. There's our debit credit rules, our increase decrease rules. Assets and expenses increase with debits, decrease with credits. Liabilities, equity, revenue increase with credits, decrease with debits. The normal balance column just tells us on which side of the T account the beginning and ending balance will be. It's always the same as the increase side.